Well, Nick, it's fantastic to see the magnificence that is the fruit of what you've been doing over the last couple of years there as a club, and that is the Walker Rams as they prepare to play in the Santos Central Rugby Grand Final. And just fantastic, isn't it, the response, as per usual, by the Rams fans?
Yeah, it's great to see so much red and white down here. It's certainly been good for the club right the way through, whether it's the seniors or down to our junior level. We've got record numbers in our junior club this year, which is great to see for future years for the senior Walker club.
Yeah. Of course, also you produced a referee there in Cath Little. Are we getting young ladies getting down there to have a bit of a lash out of the back of the seven-a-side gold medal last year?
Yeah, we got Cath Little reffing here today. So obviously a Walker from Walker. I don't know whether we've got too many refs coming through the ranks. I think all the boys and girls and the girls want to be playing rather than reffing.
You got plenty of girls playing junior rugby as well.
Yeah, we have got a few girls through the club and been in the club and playing as they get older into high school as well. So not with Walker, but when they go away to school, they are playing the sevens rugby, which is great to see after the girls won the gold medal at the Olympics.
Yeah. What do you need as somebody there, really at the grassroots level, the Walker Rams Junior Rugby Club? Do we need to see more players at our carnivals every second Sunday throughout the winter? Do we need better coaching? And how do you think Gary Walsh is going as a development officer? He's doing a great job by himself.
Yeah, as you're aware, I'm with Elders and we're partners with the Country Eagles. And Ned Hannigan came to Scone last year. Paddy Ryan came up to Moree the other day. It's been a great partnership that we're involved with. We're bringing two games to the north this year, so Armidale on the 23rd of September and Tamworth again for the third year in a row on the 14th of October. And it really gives the kids something to look up to see these blokes who've come from the bush, Ned Hannigan from Canamble, Paddy Ryan from Tamworth, that can show you can make it all the way even if you come from a small country town. So these kids have really got someone to look up to, and I think it's important that the ARU, when someone's hurt or injured or just on the standby list for the Wallabies, that they can send these players out to the bush and really give these kids something to aspire to and teach them and ref games and just be there for them to show them that they can make it all the way if they so do desire.
Yeah. And what about Walker's place? Why should we move there? It's a great metropolis, halfway between the beach and also the inland, beautiful part of the world, and you can get down to the cafe and the art gallery and all that sort of stuff as well and enjoy the freeze during the winter.
There's no doubt about that. The Walker climate, a bit cold through July and August, but when you're sweating away down here in December and January, we're doing it easy. No air conditions required up in the hills, but beautiful spot, close to coast, close back to inland here. Agriculture's been through a great 2 years, so the local community's doing well on the back of agriculture, and obviously that's why there's so many people here today supporting the Walker Rams. Yeah. On the back of it as well. We can put people into jobs and in the industry when things are going well in the bush, and we've got our deputy PM here as well, a Woolbrook wife, so it's great to see for not only for Walker rugby but rugby in general. A big crowd here today and hopefully the Rams can be successful.
Yeah, of course. Barnaby, a premiership winning player for the Rams back in the day, and also of course just got to make a decision who he supports, the All Blacks or the Wallabies. But Nick, fantastic to see you're doing a great job at grassroots but also with Elders in regards to the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, and we wish you all the best with that.
Yeah, no worries. We look forward to the two games here in town, one in Tamworth and one in Armidale. It's great to see these fellas who are on the fringe of the Wallabies coming out into the bush, and we thank the Country Eagles for their willingness to bring their players out here. So thanks very much, and go the Rams, eh?